The $28 million will be funneled to businesses through a competitive application process. That's according to Zach Brandon, an executive assistant with the State Department of Commerce. That's the agency charged with reviewing the grant applications. Brandon says many other states are using the money for programs similar to Wisconsin's Focus on Energy. Since Wisconsin has had that primarily residential program for years, officials here chose to take a different approach.
And because we've already made that commitment, that investment to Focus on Energy, that allows us to use this money in a very innovative way, which is to drive these dollars towards companies that are creating or retaining jobs in the state of Wisconsin.
Brandon says that job creation will be tracked. Each year, the Commerce Department reviews firms that have accepted state assistance to see if they're meeting their objectives. The federal stimulus money will be in the form of low-interest loans to businesses that either manufacture green technologies or that use renewable resources in their supply chains.
We also want to change the thinking about how you look at current products. So it's not just about creating the products of the future. It's also about making today's products better.
If Wisconsin does meet its goals, it'll be eligible to receive another $20-something million to continue the program in the future. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.